In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 23, December 22nd, 1927. And Jesus just taught us that everything is coming through the Blessed Mother. And he says, basically, very, very clearly, he says, when he chooses a creature for a mission that must bring universal good to the human family, he says, I enclose all the goods in that chosen one. So the first chosen one was the Blessed Mother. Adam was chosen, but he fell. So the first one who hasn't fallen is the Blessed Mother. And now Luisa. So he says this. So the one who is chosen must possess more than what all the others together should possess. So when you look at the Blessed Mother, she and the saints, what the saints have possessed is a sliver of what Our Lady is about. Like, let's look at Saint Maximilian Kolbe. Our Lady presented a crown of thorns, of martyrdom, the virtue. It's not the fullness of martyrdom, like Jesus, but it's suffering with Jesus. And then the crown of roses for purity. It's not the pure life of Jesus. It's part of what Jesus has gone through. No saint has the fullness of it. Okay, so. The chosen one must possess more than what all the others should possess. So he says to Luisa, Luisa, I'm giving to you, I'm breathing into you this divine life, this divine light, this divine love. You're going to possess this gift in its fullness. That's why Luisa is the newborn, the firstborn. She possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, not with a virtue or two, but with the fullness. This is the life that God wants to breathe into us. The saints learned how to do the will of God through the virtues, through prayer, fasting, suffering, penances, mortifications, to do the will of God. Now Jesus says, I want to give you more of who I am. This is the time for it. And so what he's given us is what Luisa went through. And Luisa was crucified every day, Jesus shows us. Why? To prepare her life for heaven, more of heaven than of earth. Now, the saints wanted heaven, but they did everything through a holy sanctity, a human sanctity. It wasn't the sanctity of sanctities that Jesus has breathed into Luisa. That's what we discover with the Book of Heaven. So Jesus says, just as all find light in the sun, in such a way all creatures do not take the whole expanse of its light and the intensity of its heat. So it happened with the Blessed Mother. All the goods that Mary contained are such and so many, and that more than sun, Our Lady spreads her beneficial effects of her vital and vivifying rays. So here we've seen. Here is the first one chosen as the mother of redemption, mother of our Savior, our King. She has more than the Son. She was living in the divine will. And so the saints always will get grace through the Blessed Mother. That's the way God set it up. And now what God is asking of us is are you ready to receive more of what the saints had? So Jesus says this. He says, just as all find light in the sun in such a way, all creatures do not take the whole expanse of its light and its intensity of its heat, so it happens with the Blessed Mother. All the goods that Mary contains are such and so many that more than the sun in the sky, she has more light and spreads its beneficial effects of Our Lady's vital and vivifying rays to help us begin to understand what it means to live in the divine will. And so it will be for you, Louisa, the one who has been chosen for the kingdom of my divine will. Now, if you're not reading the book of heaven, if you don't know this, you're not going to enter into it. This is so important to know what Jesus taught Louisa. And this is what he says. See then how the sacrifice of writing will be repaid for you, Louisa. Now, this is important. When I read the word writing, I also at the same time read the word reading. So see then how the sacrifice of writing, and for us, the sacrifice of reading, this is our promise to Jesus that we will read every day. And the best way to hear these lessons of Jesus and Mary through Louisa is to read every day. And the best way that I have found is the calendar. I know there might be some days that are difficult. They're long readings. But sometimes what you have to do is you have to, some of the people, what they do is if they have 10 readings on that day, they will read a few readings before and then the day before. So they're always catching up. Sometimes there are only two readings, one reading. And so therefore you could advance and read a little bit more of the next day. But you're in that day. It's not just 24 hours. I'm only going to read what they said today. It's sometimes you read a little more. Sometimes you read a little less, but you keep that calendar, where Jesus is teaching us every day. His lessons are divine. His lessons are spectacular. And he's asking us, do you want to enter into this life? So he says, for those that, the sacrifice of reading for us will be repaid to us. First, the good of the rays of the knowledge that is fixed in you. You see what Jesus is saying? The first you'll be repaid by the good of these rays of truth fixed in you. So this is what God is doing. He's expanding our capacity to understand him. And again, this is for all eternity. We're never going to understand God, but he gives us a glimpse. It's like when we study biology, you learn a little more. When you study music, you learn a little more. And this is what God is doing. He's asking us to read, study, put into practice these knowledges, these truths, these promises, this book of heaven. He says, and then you will see the good that these rays of knowledges about the kingdom of my divine will descend through you into humanity, into the midst of creatures, and then return the glory of the good that they will do and ascend again with the same light. How happy you will be in heaven. And you will thank me for the sacrifices that I, Jesus, had you, Louisa, and us make. The sacrifices is to read. The sacrifice is to study. Our sacrifice is to put into practice. We're learning how to enter the martyrdom of martyrdoms, not giving life to our human will, which is peace, joy, and happiness. We're getting rid of the worry, the fear, the anxiety, no more of that, but now living peace, joy, and happiness, which is the life, the love of heaven. And then Jesus says this, my daughter Louisa, when a work is great, when a work is universal, and a work encloses many goods that all humanity can enjoy, greater sacrifices are needed. And the one who was chosen, Louisa, to be the first, that she's the newborn, the firstborn of the divine will, must be disposed to give and to sacrifice her life as many times for as many goods as she encloses. So what does that mean? Every day when you sacrifice to read, every day when you sacrifice to study, every day when you sacrifice to put into practice what Jesus teaches you, he says, you're disposed to receive this life, this love, this light of God, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, in order to give together with those goods her very life. For whom? For the good of our other brothers and sisters. You love your family. They don't want the divine will. You love your neighbors. They don't want the divine will. You love your parishioners. You love your coworkers. They don't want the divine will. Jesus says their human will is so strong, they can't let go of it. They can't stop living a life of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. So Jesus says, will you do this for them? Will you stand in the breach for your brothers and your sisters? Will you stand in the breach as Moses stood in the breach for his family, the Israelites? Jesus says, now I want you to stand in the breach for my family. All the children that have been redeemed. All the children of God. Would you be willing to do that? Are you willing to sacrifice your worry, your fear, your anxiety, your complaints, your negativity, your sin for all of humanity? Are you willing to do this? And when we say yes, God goes, good. This is what I did on the cross. This is what my mother did at the foot of the cross. And now this is what Louisa did. And now you could participate in the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, giving glory to God and the salvation of souls. So Jesus says, did I not do the same in redemption? Don't you want to perhaps imitate me, Jesus? And that's what Jesus is asking. He's asking us, are you willing to imitate me? Are you willing to imitate my mother? This is where we are. What did Our Lady say to Bruno in 1947? Time has now come to an end. Okay, it's not the end of the world. It's the end of the reign of the evil one. Now the new era has begun. How do we know the new era has begun? By the Book of Heaven. As we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, as we learn about these knowledges that Jesus gave to Louisa, these truths, these manifestations, these promises, as we learn these, we begin to live this abundant life. It's not far from us. Jesus says, the kingdom of God is within you. What the Book of Heaven does is it brings the kingdom of God alive in us. This is what's coming. A great day is coming. A magnificent day is coming where we will live this life, this abundant life of Jesus and Mary on earth as it is in heaven. This is the fulfillment of the Our Father. This is what's coming to all of humanity. And Jesus is asking us, are you ready? If we're ready, he says, I'm going to show you how and why the kingdom is going to come on earth as it is in heaven. Here is the Book of Heaven. Read it, Jesus says. Study it. Put it into practice. So let's end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray for all the little children of the holy divine will to be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.